In the name of the one true God who teaches us through change how we should change. Amen.
Amen.
Morning. There's a lot going on today. It's Sunday. It's the last Sunday in Lent, which we also call Transfiguration Sunday, when Jesus' countenance changes incredibly. Of course, out in the world, it's Super Bowl Sunday, is it not? And around our house, it's Super Joan Sunday. I promise not to say a word about my wife's big birthday today, so I'm just going to leave it right there, because I did promise. And we have two stories and then a wonderful commentary by Paul in the middle of them. And we start sort of out in the middle of nowhere. It says Moses came down from Mount Sinai. What was he doing up there? He was up there for some unknown amount of time. Whenever it says 40 days or 40 years in the Bible, it means it was a long time, but we don't know exactly how long. But Moses was up on the mountain for a long time with God. And he came down with a radiant face and laws and rules. And his face shined so much that it was hard for the folks to look at him. And of course, he was not aware of that at first. And so what he did, perhaps to give comfort to the people, was he took the brilliant radiance on his face that had come from his time with God and put a veil over it. He covered it, I guess for our comfort. And he came with laws, the laws we call the God's laws, the Ten Commandments. So here's this holy man shining, bringing us laws. He also brings us what we call the laws of Moses, the laws we see throughout the first five books of the Bible. And we're supposed to keep them, right? In our search for holiness, we're supposed to keep the rules. We talked about this at Bible study the other day. How do we become holy? And someone offered the profound statement. It says, well, we keep the rules. And that's a good idea. The problem is which ones? If you look at all those rules of Moses, there's some important ones like don't eat reptiles, don't eat eagles. We're not supposed to eat an owl. Pretty easy rules for us to keep, right? I haven't eaten an owl in some time now. So, not to eat the lobsters because they crawl along the bottom of the ocean. Rules for our benefit, but not the laws like the laws of God. How do we keep those? How do we know what to keep and what to leave behind? Well, our message seems to be, what do you listen for and to where do we look? Where does the energy come from? Where's the power? We know in our world that the source of energy comes from the sun, and God in heaven is our sun. That's the energy. The best we can hope to be is if we look directly into that sun, then we can radiate. Maybe not like Moses did, but we can be radiant. But there is no source of light and power for us other than from God. So we must look that way. Just as though if the moon can't create any light of its own, it depends on the light of the sun. So the moon needs to know who it is. And we need to know who we are and who we're not and where that light, that radiance comes from. So Moses came and brought them the rules and the laws and then put a veil between them. And now we go to this story, this beautiful story with Jesus, and it says, now about 8 days after these sayings, which is where we begin, and these sayings were, he had the apostles, and he was telling them he was about to die. They were heading to Jerusalem, and he told them what was going to happen there, and what would happen after 3 days. And I think they sort of listened. I think maybe they tried to listen. So after that time, he goes up to, not like Mount Sinai, he goes up to a mountain where he went off by himself to pray. But this night, he took Peter and James and John, the big three apostles. And somewhere in the night, when it says the apostles were heavy with sleep, there was a vision. And Peter saw it, and James saw it, and John saw it, and they decided at the end of this vision not to say a word about it. And what they saw was Jesus, perhaps in his natural state. Jesus transfigured, and we don't, the gospel writers tell us they don't have words big enough for what they saw. It was like the whiteness of the whitest. It was the fullness of light. Jesus' face radiated in all its clothes, and it was dazzling, and standing alongside of him, maybe as a vision and maybe in their risen bodies, were Moses, who was from 1,400 years ago, and Elijah, the great prophet, who was assumed directly into heaven from 900 years or so, and they're there talking to Jesus, and they're talking about his exodus, which is the way, in that story, they describe where Jesus is headed. And maybe when we say Jesus was transfigured, maybe we can understand that just for a few moments, Jesus allowed three apostles to see him in his natural state, what he really looked like. Let me show you. And how do they react? Peter says, well, let's make some little booze, and we'll make it like that Feast of the Tabernacle, and we'll stay here for 7 days, and we'll have some fun, and we'll party, and we'll stay right here. Apparently, and thankfully, we have Peter to show us what it's like to miss the point, as we so often do. He sees something. Well, what does he learn? They see the face of Moses, radiant. But what do they learn? What are we to do with this? Well, right after that, they're enveloped in a cloud. Imagine yourself being there. They're enveloped in a cloud, and then words come forward, just the same words that were said at Jesus' baptism from God. This one, right here, this one is my son. Listen to him. He says that in the presence of Moses and Elijah, the two that the people tended to want to worship and say, we'll be like Moses and keep his rules and we'll be holy. No, this one is my son. Look what I'm showing you. And the vision disappears, and there's Jesus back in his heavenly in his earthly body. So what are we to do? Well, Paul, who goes to great lengths to try to explain it to us, says, reminding of the hope that we have as Christian people, we act with great boldness. We're not trying to put a veil between us and God. Not like Moses. Moses had a time. The time now is for this Jesus, who will be resurrected. And he goes on to say that even to this very day, when they hear the Old Testament, it's like putting a veil over their face. And we do that all the time, I think. Well, I know we do. We pick little pieces out of the Old Testament and say, that's the one I'm going to believe in. That's the one I'm going to use to call you stupid. And that's what we do eventually. In any political time, we know it's not I'm right and you're wrong. It's I'm right and you're an idiot. That's what the message seems to be. We use God's laws and rules that were given for us to separate ourselves. That's what Jesus wants us to fix. I don't want you to be separate. I don't want you to use my rules so that you can make yourself here and everybody else down there that doesn't agree with you. We are all God's people. And even this great Moses and this great Elijah are not my son, my beloved one, who I'm sent here to teach you. What are we supposed to do about this? Paul says we're supposed to be bold. We're supposed to act with boldness. We're supposed to look towards the light, and we're supposed to listen, and we're supposed to hear, and we're supposed to learn. And we get right after this reading, and the very next part of the reading from the gospel, goes on to say, so they come down from the mountain. Jesus has told them about his death, about his resurrection. They've seen this magnificent. He's told them, I've given you power to heal each other. And the first thing that happens is a man comes up and says, you got to help me, Jesus. My son is a wreck. He's convulsing and foaming at the mouth. And I asked your apostles to heal him, and they couldn't. And Jesus kind of says, how long am I going to be stuck with you people? Weren't you listening? Didn't you see it? You apostles, didn't you see it? He has given us this great power that we can have if we're willing to, as Paul says, act with great boldness. If we're willing to look in his direction and know that all that power comes from me. He's given us the power, and we're too timid to use it sometimes. We can't act boldness, so he put that veil between us. I'm trying to show you people. And then, of course, 3 days after the cross, he shows us everything. So about all these laws and all these rules that we have and our quest to try to keep them and to figure out the ones that are still important and the ones we don't have to pay attention to anymore, we're lost. Jesus kind of says, you can leave the law behind. Look to me. And I'll give you two rules. I'll just give you two. You know them. Love God and love each other.